This week, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an earlier decision in a lawsuit brought by the Arctic Slope Native Association and the Metlakatla Indian Community against the Indian Health Service for lack of full payment of contract support for medical services. Tribes and Native organizations contract with the Department of Health and Social Services to run IHS facilities in Barrow and Metlakatla. Attorney Lloyd Miller has successfully handled similar cases nationally for the Cherokee Nation and the Pueblo of Zuni. Miller says the federal government contracts with the tribes to run federal facilities, but then deeply underfunds the contracts.
It's really a shocking thing that never happens in any other area of federal procurement law. It doesn't happen in the defense industry, nowhere else. But it happens when tribes are on the other side of the contract. There was litigation, which I handled, that went to the United States Supreme Court, which held that the government couldn't do it. That the government was responsible for fully paying these contracts, and if it didn't, it could be sued and would answer in damages.
The appeal was brought by the Alaska Native organizations after the Civilian Board of Contract Appeals dismissed their claims on the grounds that they had not been filed within 6 years and the statute of limitations had run out. The litigants argued that because tribes in the lower 48 have a class action suit that started in the mid-1990s against the IHS for lack of payment, the clock was automatically stopped on the statute. Miller says the appeals court wrote that didn't apply because the federal government has special protections in these types of claims.
But that having been said, the court said that doesn't matter. There's another way in which late claims can proceed forward, and that's based on the rule of equitable tolling, which requires a judge to assess whether, considering the equities to the government and the equities to the contractor, the delay is acceptable and doesn't prejudice the government.
Which means the decision is ultimately mixed. The cases cannot automatically proceed based on the class action precedent. They will have to convince the Civilian Board of Contract Appeals of the equities of their cases in order for them to move forward. Marie Carroll is the president and CEO of the Arctic Slope Native Association. Although it's unclear how much money will ultimately be awarded should ASNA prevail, it will be several million dollars. Carroll says that would help a lot because currently Barrow's four-decade-old hospital can only handle basic medical care.
For instance, we've replaced a nursing station that was being kept up with duct tape, and we finally replaced that after several years. Things like that go on.
A similar contract case successfully brought against the IHS by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation resulted in a settlement for YKHC of more than $40 million.